The element of surprise is not just a strategic move in war, it's also a good one in poetry. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In verse 2 of Psalm chapter 1, the author of the poetry kicks in and surprises us because we've seen a rising threefold parallel take place so far. And we would expect a threefold descending parallel to balance everything out so that it sounded like this. Do not do this, nor this, nor this, but do this, this, and this. But the text doesn't go that way. In verse 2, we get one action, one instruction. It says this, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. And this is the surprising factor of wisdom literature. It catches us off guard and forces us to zero in on this one thing, to delight in the law of the Lord. To delight in the teaching of Yahweh already cuts against the grain of self-righteousness because we're readily admitting that we don't know how to gain the happy life, but God does. And so we don't just listen to him, but we love to listen to him. Notice with me how pervasive this one instruction is. Think about Deuteronomy chapter 17. The setup is very similar to Psalm chapter 1. And there are kings in Israel, and there's one thing they must not do. And there is one thing that they must do. The positive instruction for the king of Israel has nothing to do with war strategy or political advisors or economy goals. What that king must do in order to be a successful king is to write for himself a copy of the law. Think about that. This is the king who could summon anyone to write for him a copy of the law. But no, he must write it for himself. Take up your own quill, your own inkwell and parchment, and write down for yourself a copy of this law that is then approved by the priests. In other words, make for yourself a legitimate copy. Make sure it's an exact copy so that you can keep it for all the days of your life to read and memorize and meditate upon so that you will fear the Lord, obey the Lord in delight and humility. Think about Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, where Joshua is the new leader of Israel. And God tells him this, only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Don't turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. We love to see our sicknesses diagnosed and then receive his cure because we know his words and teachings are good. One thing is needful. Delight yourself in God's teaching continually. Today, please pray for Thomas Mobley and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the House of LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Chad, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana, Burkina Faso, and Mali.